This is KTOA Public Media's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. It's the tail end of our show on Thursday, and that means it's time for Arts Up, the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Today, we get to speak with Megan Chambers. So nice to have you here, Megan.
Thanks for having me over. It was a brief but lovely walk
through the spring weather.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to have you here. So what do we got going on in the capital city this weekend?
As always, all kinds of stuff. Of course, Guys and Dolls is in week two of our Perseverance Theater is in week two of Guys and Dolls. So that is happening every evening. If you have not seen it, please go see it. Tickets are going fast. Great reviews. People are having fun.
And you get to go to the island of Douglas.
I know. All the way over. See some new scenery.
Yeah. Hang out on Sandy Beach or something.
Yep. And then there's a lot of movies going on, some really fascinating films. Most of them are happening at Gold Town. Tonight, for anyone interested in environmental matters, there's a screening of the film Rock, Paper, Fish, which is about potential impacts of a proposed mine in the Chilkat Valley area.
Okay. So what time does that start?
That starts at 6, and I want to say SEAC is one of the sponsored organizations doing that. Tomorrow we have a Juno Piano Series. I think she was just on the radio. Ioana Niku, all the way from Greece. So a really exciting piano concert. It's our second to last concert of that series.
Sounds like a very cool series.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been fun. It's nice to have a local guy kind of spearheading this independent piano series. It's great.
And John was on the show, like you said earlier, and was talking about how nice the piano is you have over there.
It's brand new, and it's really fun to have these incredible people play it.
Cool.
So we're lucky that they want to come all the way over here and also showcase local talent. Our last performer was Kyle Farley Robinson, a student graduating senior from Juno.
Yeah, and I think he said the next one is going to be locals too.
Yep, and it's a group recital.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, so are we still on Friday night?
We're still on Friday night. If you want to go later on in the evening, the Flustered Cluckers are playing at the Red Dog Saloon for those 21 and up. So that's going till 11 or midnight. And then we go into Saturday morning. The Octopus Project, 8 Arms Full of Science and Art, happens for a couple chunks of time on Saturday, 10 to 12, and then 1 to 3 again. So if you want to help make a giant Pacific octopus. That's a really good family project. And then the Assemblages Recycling Competition, which is sponsored by Juno Gastineau Rotary. I hope I got that right. There's so many Rotary. Yes, Juno Gastineau Rotary. It's a best recycled project fair, essentially. It's at the Jack. It's a $5 admission, and there's some really cool stuff to see and make there. So also a good family event, and it raises money for all of their youth programs, which are numerous.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun, like a lot of found stuff and creativity, teamwork.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remind me of the time and location of that again.
1:30 to 5.
On
Saturday at the Jack.
All right.
And then in the evening on Saturday, speaking of craftiness, is Project Drag Runway. So that's at the Rendezvous from 7 to 11:30. It is 21 up, and you're going to help choose the craftiest king and queen if you attend.
And we get to speak with Gigi Monroe tomorrow, and Ivana is going to call in tomorrow's Juno Afternoon to tell us more about that show.
Perfect. That's going to be a really fun one for all you Project Runway fans. This is the one to go to. If you want to prep for Folkfest, March Barn Dance at St. Anne's Hall is also on Saturday evening or Friday evening, 7:30 to 11.
Where do you get this great list of events,
you
Megan?
You get it on the... Well, you can look at the community calendar. It is made from the community calendar. So check that out on our website, jahc.org. We also have an email list that we send this Word document out to, and you can get on that list. It's the list in Juno.
How does one get on that email list?
You call us at 586-2787, also known as 586-ARTS.
And somebody always nice answers the phone.
Yes. Mostly it's our lovely coworker Melanie, who we call our fairy lobby mother. And she is the real glue to that team over there, and she knows everything that's going on in town. So Hope for Mel when someone answers the phone.
Well, Megan Chambers, thank you so much. It's been another edition of Arts Up with the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council. Lots to do this weekend here in the capital city. Megan, anything we're missing? Anything you'd like to add?
That's it. Please, I know it's nice out there, but please go support all of these wonderful programs in Juneau.
All right. Thanks, Megan.